it was a Polish neighborhood, and I didn't realize it until I got there, but my family is Polish, so I thought that was kind of an ironic thing that it's a Polish neighborhood. So I created a work based on the astronomer Copernicus. Copernicus proposed that the sun was the center of the solar system, so I was like, okay, so I created a piece that says the center of the universe, and I thought about it like a selfie thing where it's like everybody's kind of at some point, certain times of the day, like, they are the center of the universe, you know? But the other side of the piece says comfort zone. And I like the idea that you'd be able to enter a comfort zone and you're waiting for a bus in this glass windbreak in a comfort zone.
You do have a new piece that's on East 10th Street in the window where the Cat Head Press location is on East 10th Street. Mm-hmm. Tell me about that. How did you come up with that concept?
That was the quickest idea I've ever come up with before. I was like, started writing all over my table about all the things I was thinking about. And the main thing I was thinking about was I can't see my family. My parents are in Northwest Indiana, and I haven't been able to see them since this, well before this started. And that is really depressing me. My sister, she's one of my closest friends, and she lives in Minnesota, and she's pregnant during this time frame, and I can't see her. I can't see her pregnant, you know, and I don't even know if I'm going to be able to see her when she has the baby. I'm talking to everybody. And I thought, well, I'm pretty sure everybody can probably relate to this feeling, like there are people that they can't see and they haven't seen for a really long time.
And the phrase is, I miss you.
Yeah, I miss you. I forgot about to say that, yes.
Well, and your art is very labor-intensive because you do use a lot of materials and different product. How has that affected your ability to create art during the pandemic, being able to go places and get the items that you need?
Well, like that one, I just had to go online and get everything and communicate and ask questions with people online. And then just going to Menards, wearing the mask. I'm nervous about going. I wait till the very last second, like, okay, I have to go get the supplies to deal with this.
Did the piece have even more emotion for you then? Because you had a lot of worry and concern just getting the items that you need to create the piece before you even installed it.
Right. Well, the funny thing is that from the very start of this project to the very end, I never saw one person. That was amazing to me. When they asked me to do it, I was like, yes. And then they told me a code, word, how to get the key, how to get in, how to set the alarm, disarm the alarm, and then go in there and work. And each day I could do that. And I never saw one person from beginning to end.
Many artists are having to find new ways to create their art or to try different mediums. Have you tried anything new because of the COVID-19 pandemic?
So I stopped putting signs out in public spaces. And so while this is happening, I'm like, well, I'm going to start doing this again. And because that makes me happy to be able to do that. And I tap dance. I got taps put on my Chuck Taylors, and a friend of mine sold me a tap dance floor, like a portable one. And I want to do that out in public spaces at some point. But I've been practicing tap dancing, so I can do that.
I love that. So the I miss you message continues from Fountain Square to East 10th Street to who knows where else around town.
Yep.
Thank you so much, JV.
Okay. Thank you.